Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with Ron Funches, wonderful comedian, actor, and his latest is Chopped 420, and appropriately enough, it's coming out on 420, and you can see it on Discovery Plus, and it's Cannabis Chefs. It's all about that. I'm telling you, this is going to be a great show. I'm going to watch every episode. Ron, how are you?
I'm doing great. Happy holiday Eve.
Yeah, it's a big day. Big day coming up. And by the way, big here in New York, where I'm speaking from, and we're talking to a lot of folks in other states, but New York is, you know, the legalization of marijuana finally has been upon us, and we're getting there. And hopefully around the country we'll...
I just got to say congratulations to you. It's been a long time coming. It seems like it would have happened such a long time ago. But I, as a person that loves New York, loves visiting New York, it's definitely a thing that I'm going to appreciate, because it was one of the few cities that was so progressive and so fun to be around, but I would be terrified to smoke weed at. Yeah. So I'm glad you guys got it together.
Yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous that it's happening this late. And again, I'm appreciative here just for society in general. We're getting up with the times. But are you amazed at how long it's taking the rest of the country to get on board?
Absolutely. Just if you look at the positives that have been happening with the legalization, just the things that it's done to help curtail addiction, to help with deal with prison overcrowding, to help the taxes alone, you know, it's proved to be nothing but a godsend for the places that have done it. And it just seems that some people still have that whole moral issue about it, that they would rather shoot themselves in the foot as opposed to help people because of some old morals that they're holding on to. But I believe in, you know, evolving. So I'm hoping that the rest of the country in this show will help, because one of the things I've been getting is a lot of times I'm getting messages, people have been like, how is there a show like this and people are still getting locked up for marijuana? And I'm like, exactly. That's exactly the questions we should be asking.
This is a great idea for a show. How long has it been in the making? Give us a little rundown of Chopped 420.
Oh, absolutely. It's a spinoff of the tentpole Chop franchise. We love Ted Allen. He's the best. They did the format. Chop is the originator of all these cooking shows in their format. The appetizer, entree, the dessert, the cut after each round, the mystery ingredients. It's all a part of Chop 420. We're just adding in cannabis. We're adding in me as a fun host. And we're mixing in the professionalism of Chop and the fun of being me and the stoner. And I think it's a great mix. I think they were looking to do this for the last couple years as the laws have changed, and they were just looking for the right host. And I've been on Chop once before. It got myself chopped, but made a great showing for myself. And they reached out to me to host it, and as truly, and I mean this with, not because I'm pitching it, it is truly the best job I've ever had. I want to be able to do it for many years, so I'm happy to talk to anybody about it.
Listen, I think you've got a hit on your hands. It's brilliant that they put you there. You're terrific. I could watch you in anything. You're absolutely terrific. And I'll tell you what, this is exciting. Let me ask you about the chefs. Are these guys believers in cannabis, or are they chefs that just decided to start cooking with cannabis, or is there a mixture of people?
It's a bit of a mixture. We have some people who've been cooking with cannabis their entire life, or at least their adult life, and some people who are pretty new to it. But for the most part, we pretty much broke down to these, you know, high-grade chefs, Michelin star chefs, who had been cooking with cannabis privately, doing their own little private tastings, things like that. And now they're able to showcase their skills, showcase what they've been working on. A lot of them had found their cannabis journey because of medical issues that they've gone through, and things that where they found that marijuana helped them, helped their either physically or mentally, and now they've been kind of just spreading that word through their kitchens, and now we're giving them a chance to show that on television. And it's really, you know, there's fun in the show, but the heart of it to me is the chef. It is watching these people who truly love what they do. And they also, you know, because of the pandemic, a lot of them were affected, and their jobs and their money have been affected, and they were really excited to get back in the kitchen. They're really excited to get that $10,000, I'll tell you that.
How many shows have you shot so far?
We did 5 episodes that will all be out on 420. I'm hoping that we will get a big boost. I hope we'll be the biggest show on Discovery Plus has had yet, and then that they'll be ready to get back to record. As soon as they say the word, I'm ready to do some more episodes.
Well, listen, before we, you know, and as we let you go, we'll talk about 420 as you go on. I know other people are waiting to talk to you. What's the rest of your year look like? I know everything's fluid because of the pandemic, but you have anything coming up that you want to fill us in on?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm getting back on the road. I'm going to try to tour. I'm all vaccinated, so I'm going to go on a tour in the summer and get back going. And then I'm in a movie coming out April 30th called Golden Arm. And then I've just been doing a lot of my voice acting. I'm a recurring character on The Great North on Fox.
Yeah.
And just working. That's it. My podcast. Just keep pushing it.
Great North is terrific also. And listen, great job on everything. You put a wonderful career together. Can't wait to see Chopped 420. I'll binge watch it. And listen, Ron Funches. Oh, give us a website. Give us a social media site where people could follow along.
Oh, absolutely. It's Ron Funches on all socials, Twitter. You can find me on Instagram at Ron Funch. And then just ronfunches.com if you want to catch up on my date, see if I'm coming to a city near you, because I'd love to see you. I miss doing stand-up. It's my number one love, and I miss it.
Well, listen, we'll be catching you, and we'll be watching you on Chopped 420. Ron, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for helping. I truly appreciate it.
Ron Funches, Chopped 420 on Discovery Plus. And I'll tell you what, it's, you know, look, it's going to be a fun show. We'll see. You know, see how it goes. I'm sure it's going to be wonderful. Ron is a great idea for a host. You want to get a guy like him, and he's a proud stoner, one of the driven stoners out there. He works hard on his career, and he enjoys his weed. So, listen, good for him, and listen, good for Discovery Plus. And you could binge watch it as we speak. And again, it's called Chopped 420. It's be having cannabis chefs there, and they'll be cooking with cannabis and all kinds of things. Ron Funches has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.